Want to talk to you about how you've been coping over the last few weeks with this pandemic.
Okay, morning Sandra, I hope you're well. We've been coping well. I think we knew the pandemic was coming, so we'd done quite a bit of work January, February time on disaster recovery. So we've got all the IT systems in place, they'd all been tested. So at the point that we were kind of like, right, let's shut the office, everybody needs to be working from home. We just had to click the switch and we were all sort of ready to go. So we were quite fortunate in that respect. The IT we've got's been running really well. Our phones, we've been able to set an app on our mobile phones. So all the staff basically have got an app that lifts their office phone. So we're able to buzz each other still using the internal dial numbers and the outgoing calls still ring clients as though they're ringing from the very unknown number. So that's all worked really well for us on the IT side of things.
I think it's especially as well because all those people that know us won't be surprised to hear that we've been busy working on quite a few new projects. So we spent a lot of time utilizing all the technology that we've got. So we really engage with the personal finance portal from Intelligent Office, and we're using that for doing like secure messaging with our clients, getting all the information we need from them to do the reviews that we still want to do. Sharing documents with them, encouraging them to update their fact find details, which they can all do on the portal now. And with the integration with Truth, it's really easy because we then just port that detail that the client's input into Truth. Their cash flow plan's pretty well up to date, saving us quite a lot of time. We've also obviously doing Zoom meetings, although sometimes at the end of the day, I think you do feel a bit zoomed out, but clients are quite engaged with those. Sorry, love it. Clients are quite engaged with those parts, by being able to, see us rather than just talk over the phone. We've obviously used Zoom to share different documents with clients, or we've even done a true financial planning on there, where we've gone through their cash flow planning using the sharing facility via Zoom.
I think a lot of the software we've been doing Zoom, for example, as well, there's quite a few security features we've been able to engage. So we only do the meetings by a secure meeting with sort of like a username and password to get into the meeting. And then we've got something else set up where the client can't actually join the meeting until we approve them. So we've been really careful to make sure that anything we do via Zoom is secure as possible. And I suppose that works on the Intelligent Office as well with the secure portal we've got. So we've set up for that two-factor authentication. I can't say that word. But so the clients have got two-factor to get into there, and the same for the team. We've got two-factor logins both on Intelligent Office and on our password software. So we use digital password software. So again, the team were able to move that onto their remote working virtual desktops and still log in using their logins, usernames and passwords, again all under two-factor. So we've managed to move everything in quite a safe and secure manner as well. So we've been obviously extra vigilant to make sure we've done that in the right way.
Also, the other thing we've used is we've engaged with DocuSign as well, because Intelligent Office rolled that out. So we've been sending a lot more documents to clients that way via the portal. They're quite loving it where they can just click and send it straight back. So we've had cases where clients phoned up in the morning, wanted to withdraw some money. We've produced all the paperwork for it, sent it to them on the portal. They've sent it straight back. We've placed the same trade by lunchtime. Whereas before, that would probably taken us 2 or 3, 4 days to action. It's happened on the same day. So some positive things that were on our to-do list when we got around to doing them at some stage, and we've been forced to do them earlier, and we're getting a lot of good sort of client feedback from doing that.
I think a lot of what we've done the last few months with the remote working will actually carry on. So things like DocuSign and things like that will be practices that we now just take forward as a business and use more and more.
But the other interesting thing that we did is we embraced videos, and we decided to do some videos for our clients rather than just sending out a newsletter all the time. So we've now done three. Sarah's our expert producer and director, and I think we're going to put her up for an award at the Oscars. But it's probably fair to say that the actors and actresses won't be challenging for trophies.
Yeah.
How are clients receiving it, the videos?
We had quite a lot of comments, actually, particularly the first one, the number of clients that had replied back to us and took the time to send us a message to say they really enjoyed the video. They thought it was, you know, like really genuine, really nice that we've engaged with them in that way. So and that's the videos that I've done, home produced, that we've sent out to the clients on an eShop are getting more views on YouTube than the ones we've done and paid for professionally in the past. So it just shows, actually, you don't have to use the best technology. I think clients like the fact that you're going out there doing something out of your comfort zone. And I think as long as you're honest in yourself, I think that they've been really well received.
Yeah. So I think, you know, for a lot of sort of IFA firms now, there is a good time to review exactly what you are doing. You know, so to look at process improvements, ways you can streamline things, make them more efficient, cut out steps that you don't need, you know, get rid of postage if you can by sending things securely. We just need to get the product providers to get to the 21st century and start accepting electronic signatures more than some of the archaic ways that they're working so far. Some of them think they're really advanced if they let you email a form in.
Yes, that's been the biggest challenge, I think, the fact that we've got all these things set up digitally, yet the providers still want a wet signature sending through.
Quite a lot of time now getting in touch and communicating with our clients. Obviously started off doing it as normal by newsletters, the typical way from there. And again, we got quite a lot of good feedback on what we were doing on the newsletters. But then we did the videos as well, but then we've also picked up the phone. So every client we've got, we've spoke to personally. So either myself, Sarah, Dan and Diane have been calling the clients. A lot of times the calls have been nothing to do with the finances. You know, the clients sometimes just want to talk. It's somebody new to talk to. They're chatting about it. You know, they've all got different worries, mainly about, you know, their health, you know, isolation, where they can get food. They've moved on now, they can all get toilet paper, so that's probably not a topic anymore.
My biggest discussions are generally around where they've been to the supermarket, the stress that they've had if somebody stopped in front of them in the aisle. And again, I think they're all more worried about their children and the families than they are themselves. Either the fact that, you know, I've got a client I spoke to yesterday that's got a grandchild they've not seen yet. You know, so they've all got, I think, bigger worries at the minute, things that are bothering them. And again, a lot of our clients' children have got money worries, whether it's, you know, we've had some clients' children that have had a cut in salary or been furloughed, whereas a lot of our clients typically are past that stage. So it, you know, they've not got the issues with employment, but their worries are then how are their children coping. So we've been doing quite a bit of work speaking to the children of our clients. So we've offered sort of like free financial planning advice to all our clients' children and families. And that's been really well received. We've spoke to quite a few of them and just been able to, you know, put their minds at rest or just give them a few tips, even if it's just, did you know you can apply to take a break on your mortgage payments? Just little bits that's been able to help them set their minds at rest.
That's been absolutely
fantastic what you're doing there. I mean, it's that's certainly a great way to help educate the next generation, you know, financially. But also it means that you've got the next stage of your client base coming, you know, being educated, and they'll be your clients now, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been very well received by the clients. Often a lot of these clients, sort of, you know, the children of the clients are in their sort of late 20s, mid 40s sort of age bracket, often earning quite, you know, six-figure salaries maybe, but have never really engaged with anybody for financial planning because they've not needed to. So they've really benefited from the conversations we've had about savings, mortgages, what do I do about my pension now? And our clients have been really sort of grateful that we've offered that opportunity to speak to their children. But yes, now we've got a contact with them to keep them up with a regular form of contact. So again, it's something else we're thinking about now, how to engage with those clients that might not necessarily want our full services, might not necessarily need our investment advice, but want some sort of ongoing advice. So we're looking at a new model to sort of bring out just for those people to be keeping in touch with them so that when they need us, we're there for them, so, you know, to do the job as we would normally do it for clients.
Excellent. What about the market? And, you know, are clients concerned about it, or do they see it as an opportunity for investment?
I think we've definitely had a few people that saw it as an opportunity for investment and found some sort of spare cash down the back of the sofa. And came in and wanted to get it invested and have done so. I think in the first sort of few weeks or middle of March, there were quite a few clients that were sort of a bit worried, you know, because it felt, the markets fell so much. But a lot of that was based on listening to what the news said. You know, the FTSE is down 25%. Oh my gosh, I've lost 25%. When we went through the portfolio with them, they might have only lost 10%. Well, still not nice. Often the comment was, oh, it's not falling as much as I thought it had. Oh, that's all right then, don't worry about it. And I think most clients really have been probably more blasé about it, saying, it's okay, it'll bounce back at some stage, we'll just have to wait. It might mean we'll just defer retirement a year or two, or that big spend we want to do, we'll do it a year later. So they've been sort of quite resilient and saying, it'll come, you know, basically it'll be all right in the wash, just leave it as it is from there.
I think it's helped that in all our financial planning meetings with clients, we kind of go through a market fall scenario with them, and we do that live in all the meetings. So we talk to them, and we typically drop the market by about 25% for them while they're there, and say, you know, this is what your future looks like if the market does crash. So I think a lot of them, because we've been through that process with them, kind of know that everything's okay anyway. And again, the last few clients I've spoke to, one of them said, I've not even looked at my investment portfolio. I know you'll pick it up with me when we next speak. You know, there's nothing to worry about. If there is, you'd have been in touch. So we've not had too much worry with that, really. I think clients, like I said, have got bigger worries at the minute. I'm more worried about health, where they're going to get the next lot of shopping from, are the kids okay, than the markets.
And that, again, I think is, you know, one of the things we've done in our communications is we actually reminded clients, so remember when we did your financial plan and we did the capacity for loss and we showed you what would look like if this happened. Well, we haven't had a fall as big as that, and you were all right before. You're still all right today. And again, clients have found that reassuring to be reminded of the plan still works, they're still on track, and they don't really need to make any changes.
So yeah, we've kind of changed our client education, particularly the last month, in a lot of the commentary. Then we've been sending out a newsletter about once every 10 days, just with a couple of articles. But we've done a lot of articles about, have you thought about using Zoom or WhatsApp, you know, to keep in touch with your family. We've been sending suggestions out for what we've been doing as a team. So we're doing quite a few of quizzes online with families. And again, we do a team quiz once a week as well, where we do it on the Zoom with all the staff, and that's gone down really well. So we've been sharing ideas with our clients, how they can get Zoom, how they can set it up, and then things that they can do over Zoom. And we've got some clients that are doing French lessons for grandchildren over Zoom. And I think you spoke to someone that did an art lesson.
Yeah, I was quite impressed. He was doing it with two different sets of grandchildren at different parts of the UK, all over Zoom. He was doing an art lesson. So that must have been impressive.
That's amazing.
I think a lot of people that, you know, they are taking the time to do something different. So one thing Sarah and I have started doing is we wanted to learn Portuguese as a language. And we've downloaded an app that we're using called Duolingo. And we're spending 15 minutes a day. We've now done it for 25 consecutive days. And I know more taught Portuguese now. We've been going there every year for 10 years. Learn more by doing this app. It's quite fun. You know, so, and again, if you'd have asked my mum if she'd got me doing 15 minutes a day languages when I was at school, not a chance. But now it's quite, you know, it's quite addictive to be able to do it and learn the languages. And again, being a bit of a competitive person on this particular app, they put you in different leagues, and every so often you can get promoted. I think it was 2 weeks ago when I was still up at 1:30 on a Sunday morning, because the league was closing and I wanted to make sure I came first. Which I did, but I didn't get any sleep that night.
Are you beating Sarah? That's the most important thing.
No, he's not. I actually upgraded to the Sapphire League before.
I knew it. It really is uplifting to hear about, you know, things like that, you know, about you setting yourselves challenges and learning new things and helping your clients explore more and be more creative. I mean, it really just shows the other side of running a business and, you know, being a financial planner. You know, it's so boring.
Clients work with people, and we are a family business, and we're quite a family firm. So I think for us, this last few months has been about family and, you know, helping our clients find other ways that they can still be with their families. Because we're going through what they're going through. My brother lives down south, my mum and dad live in Sheffield. I've not seen them for 3 months. It's tough going.
There are bonuses. There are bonuses from all this.
But no, it's tough going, and, you know, it's nice just to be able to you know, speak to people. And, you know, luckily we're in the state that we are with the technology we've got. A few years ago when we didn't have things like Zoom, it would have been an awful lot harder, I think.
I think what surprised me as well, that the number of people that said to me, oh, with all this sort of stuff now, you know, the lockdown, things like that, you must have so much time on your hands. You'll be able to get all these jobs done. I'm like, do you know what? I'm busier than ever. You know, right now, you know, things when you are doing work for clients, it's probably taking longer because, the team working remotely is not as efficient. Trying to deal with providers is more difficult. The clients still need the same financial planning. They still need the same reassurance. So everything is still going on the same, just taking longer to do it. You know, we've also got, you know, many things on outside as well. Like we're having a big house renovation at the moment that's going to take 6 months. So we have to move out. It's got sort of 6 weeks left, but might end up being another sort of month or so because they've been slower.
We have no windows, no doors.
Yeah, and every day is like, you know, deciding what sinks do you want, what taps do you want, what tiles do you want, what roof tiles do you want, what windows do you want. I'm like, I'm going to work just to get some peace and quiet.
Yeah, it's been tough going because not only do we decide what tiles we want, we've then got to find somebody that's actually open and able to deliver them. But yeah. We're getting there. But yeah.